Hello, hello.
Hello there, sir.
I guess I'm supposed to start off. Fence fam. That's what most people do. So, but how's Sam doing?
Man, Sam's living life, man. We're in South Florida. You know, it's a little steamy, but it's beautiful. Palm trees, sunshine, you know, swimming pools. How do you beat it?
Yeah, now you're just rubbing it in. It's just, yeah. It actually cooled down up here this week. It was like 60s in the morning and then like mid 70s in the afternoon. So it was like, okay, this is cool.
Man, that sounds like you're living the life.
Yeah. Little hoodie weather, you know, no big deal. But so obviously everyone knows Super Sam. Your website sucks. Google hates you. So actually we already have Susan on here. Hey y'all.
Susan.
We got Happy Friday. Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
But yeah, so everybody, a lot of people know you. They may not know your whole story, though. So I was going to start off by, can you tell us a little bit about Sam and how Sam, you know, got started in the website business and stuff for fence guys only, pretty much? I mean, yeah. That's what you do, right? It's fence.
Yeah, no, nobody cares about when I was doing websites before fence, man. We're here for the fence story.
Right. Right.
It actually did start just a smidge before that because we had this just very super talented woman named Laura Jaworski. Many people in the fence world might know that name. She was the director of marketing for Active Yards. But before that, she worked at .com as a 1099 kind of outsourced person we would use for special projects. And she was great, but there wasn't really a position that was right for her awesome skills. And so, but anyway, she disappeared for a little while, ended up at Active Yards. And a couple of years later, called me up and said, hey, you know, I've got this position here at this company called Active Yards. I didn't know them at the time because I wasn't in the fence industry back then. That was about 10 years ago. And she said, hey, I'd like you to come in here and talk to these people and see if you could help us, because I think you can. And so long story short, we did a lot of work with Active Yards, did a great job for them, which then led into a lot of their sister brands. They work with Barrett. And then there's a lot of Active Yards brands that are kind of brands that are carried by Master Halco. And so we ended up doing a lot of work with Master Halco. And then one thing leads to another. And fast forward a couple of years, and we've got this whole fence, mostly manufacturing and distributors. That's kind of how we came into the industry. And we just dozens and dozens of them. And, you know, it all of a sudden was becoming a segment, but I wasn't passionate about it, honestly, to be honest. Like it was all right, but I wasn't passionate about it. And then one day everything changed when the Active Yards folks said, hey, you know, we have these local fence contractors who we'd like to start this little pilot program for and see if we can't help them get better Google rankings in their local markets and improve their websites. And just, you know, if they're stronger and getting more traffic, they're going to sell more of our stuff. So we as Active Yards are going to create this pilot program that .com will execute. And let's do this thing. And so that was the first time that I was even introduced to the fence contractors. Sean King, Mr. Fence, was one of that first dozen set of people that were handed to us. Sean himself did not hire us. It was Active Yards hired us on behalf of Sean and their other big top dealers across the country. And that's really how it all started, man. That's how I met Sean. That's how we were introduced to the fence contractors. And that was it. I was like, all right, now we're talking. These are my kinds of people, man. I love these dudes. Everything about these guys makes me want to just spend more time with them and work with them and help them. And it was at that point where I was like, I'm all in, man. I don't need to work in all the other industries we worked before. I want to work with these guys all day. And so that's how we got into fencing.
No, that's awesome. Now, were you always .com? Is that your original, like what you started with?
All right. So we're going deep history. Way back in 1995, I was a much, much younger guy, had more hair back in those days. We actually launched under the name of Dynamic Revolution. And we rebranded sometime in the early 2000s as .com.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So then, other than Sean, who were like some of your first guys that you had, and are they still with you currently?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because when the pilot program was coming to an end, it was always intended to be a 6-month pilot program, and then let's see where we go from here kind of thing. And right around the 5-month mark, there were some big shakeups at Barrette. There was some new management. There might even have been some new ownership at that point. I know there was new ownership that came in more recently. But at that point in time, the new management was just not in a position to approve the next phase of that program. So that pilot program was going to die no matter what happened, successful or not. And it was very successful. So Sean actually contacted us. I don't know that I had ever talked to Sean directly before that. And Sean contacted us directly and said, "Hey, you know, you guys are working for me on this pilot program. It's helping. It's making a big difference. I don't want this thing to die. You know, how do we keep this thing going?" I had no answer. I mean, I was Active Yards was our client, not Sean, not any of the fence contractors. So the truth is that only the folks that reached out directly to us that asked us to continue the program stayed on. And it was about half, about six of those people, companies like actively reached out and said, "Hey, we don't want you guys to go away." And they are all, every single one of them, 8 years later, are all still clients of ours. And then the other folks that did not do that for whatever reason, they didn't know who we were, and you know, they just kind of faded away and they went their own way.
Yeah, that's awesome that they all are with you. We got a couple comments here to get to. Sam's the best. I feel like we get that a lot.
You can talk to my wife. I don't always put the toilet seat down. I don't always wash my own dishes. So sometimes I'm not sure that everybody feels that way.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
So she's saying here that in Indiana, it's wintertime from 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. Very true. Matt Warner stopping by. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Good afternoon, Matt.
Matt's a good man. I'm honestly honored to be able to call him a friend. He's such a good man.
Yeah. I've never actually met him in person, and I'm waiting for that day. I don't know if he'll be in Vegas or not, but hopefully he is. And then I want to meet him. But Amanda stopping by saying, "Hey, Craig." Hello, Amanda. JC Gurry in the house. Hey, Craig and Sam. Nico, Sam. Now here, see, I told you, Sam the man.
Yeah. Super Sam. I get that a little bit. Sean King invented Super Sam too. I've talked about Sean quite a bit already, but he did give me the Super Sam nickname.
That's awesome. Matt Lowry stopping by. Matt is awesome. Have you met Matt before?
So yeah, Matt was a client of ours for a little bit. Okay. He's one of the rare guys that actually left us, we left on the best of terms. There's another agency that wanted to break into the fence space, and they had some kind of software thing he was already using. Okay. And they like literally gave it to him for free if he would move over. And like he and his group apologized a million times. Like, "We love you guys. You did a great job, but we just have to go." And I get that, man. We're running businesses here, you know? Oh, so yeah. Matt and I are still good friends. I absolutely respect the hell out of him. It just, it's a long life. I have no doubt Matt and I are going to be doing business again together one day soon.
Yeah. Yeah. I love Matt Lowry, man. He's a good dude. He helped me with some stuff this week, actually, but
great, great dude. Great dude.
Matt Warner. Yep. I'm guessing that means, yep, he'll be in Vegas. Sweet. So before we get into the big stuff, we'll say Matt Lowry had a comment. You already know the deal, Sam. We'll probably be back sooner than later. There we go.
Yeah.
But let's give a shout out to our sponsors real quick before we get into all the meat and potatoes, because everyone wants to know about SEO stuff, and they want to know how can we get these leads going, you know, with the time that it is and things. So we'll get right into that. But first, make sure you guys are contacting QuickPool if you guys need a machine to help your guys' backs to get all that, all them posts and everything out of the ground. Super great tool. Loving it. So also, Amanda already stopped by, Contractor Accelerator. You guys need a CRM program. Amanda and her team are great. They take care of you. And if you use Fence Guy Friday, you get 10% off. So per month, obviously. So, and then last but not least is Joe Everest, Ozark Fence and Supply. If you contact those guys by 2:30 p.m. Central Time, you get everything shipped same day. So all your orders are put together by Fence people. So they make sure that everything is in line and you don't have to call back saying, where's this, where's that? Which I dropped a reel today. I think it was today. Maybe it was last night. But I dropped a reel today about all of their stuff. So let's see. Sarah says, what a crowd we've got here. Hey, y'all. Hey, Craig. Love the talk here. Oh, it's about to get good. Then Brian. And as a printer one time. Brian wrote a book. Right, we need like multiple comments, Brian, not just like one giant book. let's see. Sam had a presentation, something, or saying something about how we could know our crews are going. I forget what they're. Do you remember this? Wish I could remember exactly what it was. It was great advice.
I mean, I give a lot of great advice. Yeah, no, it's. I don't know. Oh, this is from Brian.
Yeah.
You know what, Brian? Contact me directly. Let's hash this out. I'll figure it out. We'll figure it out together.
Amanda, looking good.
Nice. I think she was talking to you.
What up, guys? From Dan Wheeler.
Dan Wheeler with the famous podcast, the 30,000 feet episode. I don't know if you listened to that one, but that was a great episode that I had the pleasure of experiencing with Dan. That was fun.
Yeah. That was very unique. But yeah, so let's get into the good stuff. So we'll start off with the first question I had for you. What are some of the biggest SEO myths that you've come across and why are they misleading?
Man, it's a great first question. SEO myths abound. I mean, it's unbelievable. You know, I get in conversations on a daily basis from fence folks about SEO topics and websites and all kinds of other stuff. But it really is astounding to me the misunderstandings that people have of SEO. It's astounding to me the SEO myths that SEO people believe. That it's really crazy. So it's not easy to pick the top two or three or four biggest myths, but I'll do my best here, man. So first, let's just get this one out of the way. So SEO is not a one-time activity. You know, there's a lot of folks that just somehow think that you SEO your website and then you're good. And then you go away and you go about your business. That is absolutely not the case at all. SEO is an ongoing effort that never ends. So there are people out there that had that misconception, and I hope that this helps clear that up a little bit. That is absolutely not true at all.
We were.
Was that?
Said we were one of them at one point.
Oh, did it really? Okay. All right. Yeah. All right.
I'll be honest. That's how we were.
Okay. I did not know that. Well, that's good. That's good. There's a lot of folks that think SEO is just all about keywords, just like, you know, just pack all the keywords in, just stuff the crap out of the keywords into the website. And if you just jam every different variation of keyword somewhere in the website, you are good to go. That is also not true. Not a lot to say about that. Certainly keywords are relevant. You certainly want keywords in the website and they need to be used appropriately. But actually, if you stuff them too much, then Google will, Google has incredibly powerful algorithms. It understands what natural language is. Mm-hmm. And if you deviate too far from natural language, they will actually consider that keyword stuffing and spam, and it could actually hurt you. And I'll tell you what, I know this is not a misconception, but I feel like I need to say it. SEO done improperly can do a lot of damage. That needs to be said. You can actually, and it sucks, right? Because the business owner doesn't know. The business owner took a step of faith and decided to allocate some budget to get their website, to hire an SEO person to do the job. And so with the proper intentions and allocating budget, they hire the wrong person that does the wrong job, and they actually end up hurting themselves. And that's the thing, when I hear that or I see that, it just kills me, because, you know, fencers work hard, man. Like, you don't need that crap. I know that.
That may or may not be our story to a T. So I don't know if you were like, you know what, we're going to go ahead and do this story, and it's going to be exactly what happened at Eubanks Fencing. So, but that's, I mean, that's what happened to us. We went with the local guy around here, paid him some money. Yes, it was super budget friendly. And he was like, oh yeah, man, I'll take care of all that stuff. And well, then, as you know, whenever we switched over to Commander Bunny, we were ranked like 100 plus on pretty much everything. And I was like, well, no wonder we're not getting any leads through the website and anything. And so then obviously we made the switch, and it was fantastic for us. So see, now Eubanks is a .com awesome. Can I get a So we're part of that now. So yeah. Hey, Sam's, Google still hates me, but my website is awesome. Thanks, .com team. I'm assuming, is this someone that maybe just started?
No, Gary's been with us for a while. So his website is awesome. Gary's got an interesting situation where he's outside of the Atlanta market. Atlanta is obviously very competitive. It's actually one of the more competitive markets in the country. And Dallas is the toughest one we've seen. Houston's pretty nasty. Atlanta's another nasty one. There's a lot of tough markets, but he's not located actually in Atlanta. He's in the outskirts of Atlanta. And when we first started working with him, he actually was located in another town. So we've had to switch towns a few times and try to penetrate a tough market that he's not actually located in. And it's been a challenge to say the least, but there, you know, his traffic is up and he ranks very well in his little area there, but man, it's been tough to penetrate that Atlanta market.
Yeah. I mean, it took some time for us, maybe 3 months or so before we started seeing some kickback, and we were like, I think it was kind of unexpected. And then all of a sudden we started getting ranked higher and higher and higher, which was great for us.
Don't tell Gary that. That's just gonna piss him off. We've got a tough fight on that one.
Move up here to Indianapolis. You're not in Atlanta, so it may slow down a little bit, but Robert Whitaker in the house. Hey, from Purple Coaching. And listen, I love Purple Coaching. I'll give them a shout out. Michael is actually my coach, and I love Michael. He's an awesome dude.
Can I just publicly say here for the world to hear that Robert Whitaker is the guy that I most want to know better in the entire fencing industry, that I know him. Robert and I would say, you know, we're certainly kind of friends, kind of friendly, but I need more Robert in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a good guy, man. I talked with him pretty often. I don't so much anymore. Because him and his brother are both coaches, and I deal with his brother more than I do him. Mm-hmm. But yes, I'm trying to get Robert. Hey, this is a public announcement to you, Robert. That post that you made the other day saying that you need to have it on some kind of podcast. Here we are, man. You need to have it on here. So that's just so Robert knows where we stand on that. He already knows. All right,
This is a Robert Whitaker love fest going on right now.
Yeah. All right. We'll get to question number two then. Can you share, well, you kind of did. Can you share a real life case study where small SEO changes lead to significant traffic growth?
Yeah. So just from a timing standpoint, I don't know if this is the best example or not, but yesterday, a gentleman emailed me. I didn't see it until this morning, so it felt like this morning. But so we work with a brand new fence company. They had never installed a single post in the ground until about a year ago when they started working with us. And so brand new company in Huntsville, Alabama. And so here is the email that he wrote to me just yesterday. It looks like we have hit top 10 on organic searches in just about every category with a whole bunch of top threes. That's what we are going for. I believe we are right about a year since website launched. And if I remember it correctly, I believe this is exactly the time frame you told us to expect these types of results. Doesn't it feel good when you're right? We are getting steady flow of leads, and we're now able to start cutting down our paid ad budget, which is going to save us money. Again, exactly as you said it would happen. Thank you so much. It's so reassuring to have an outstanding partner at .com. So that was an email that I read for the first time just this morning. I feel like that was a perfect example of what SEO can do.
Yeah. I mean, it's huge. And I know we've already kind of talked about it a little bit, but everyone's talking about how it's down right now. Everyone's seen a slow leads and this and that. Do you feel like, I mean, because usually in July, you know, August, it's when school's starting and stuff, and usually leads do drop a little bit. Do you think that's the main reason, or do you have any Super Sam type feelings from anybody that you think it's something different?
You know, I think sitting in the seat that I sit in, we have a great perspective because we work with 100 plus fence contractors all across North America. So, you know, all kinds of different markets. Some are commercial fencers, some are the majority of folks we work with are residential and light commercial. But there's a lot of guys that are ag fence, right? So there's a pretty solid diversity of scenarios, and really pretty much across the board, we've been seeing a slowdown through a lot of the calendar year, the last 5-6 months. It's very clear. Google also is recording a slight drop in just overall search traffic in fence-related stuff. I mean, we focus on fence. I can't speak to the larger economic situations, but I know the fence industry, the search volume is actually down a little bit. And of course, the US population and world population grows every year. So even staying the same would be a drop in percentage wise. So the fact that the overall traffic is down a little bit. And then what we're getting reported from all the folks we work with is that, you know, most markets are seeing significant decreases. The only folks that we're really hearing like, hey, man, we're having the best year ever are some of our newer people because they weren't working with us before. And so they're getting the benefit of a new boost. But it's hitting most people, you know.
Well, yeah, and that's, you know, what I kind of told someone the other day was what we've noticed here is that we're getting less leads, but those leads that we are getting seem to be bigger jobs. So, and then it's not really like equaling, you know, it out or anything, but because obviously we'd love more leads.
Yeah.
But, you know, those other jobs are, every job is 10, 15, if not more. And I'm like, man, where were all these people at and all these more jobs were coming in? And so, yeah.
Well, and you've been working with the division of .com, Commander Bunny. Mm-hmm. And when did that start? How long have we been working together?
Shout out Commander Bunny. I think we launched, not that I remember, I think it was December 4th was our first day that we launched the website.
All right. So that is not an uncommon thing. I mean, I'm not trying to plug our own services, but I'm, you know, just sharing experiences and feedback we get that, you know, our websites are just packed with all the options and illustrations. And so that extra level of education to the clients, we hear that all the time, is that the average ticket price of the fences that people are selling does tend to increase after they move over to us, just simply because people are seeing all these available options, and sometimes it inspires them to spend a little extra money. And so perhaps that is what you're experiencing as well. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it could be, but I did want to ask too, before I forget, what are some overlooked SEO strategies that businesses should start using right now? Maybe if they weren't, you know, with a .com or like a Benji or any of those guys, what's something that just a regular guy could use or gal could use?
Yeah, let's help the folks here, man. So the very first thing I would suggest 100% is run your digital health report. So .com offers this service for free. You can contact us directly. There's actually on our website, there's a quick little button. You could just be like, you know, send me my digital health report. So that's the first thing, because these are what we call the Google suicide items. If your website loads slowly, if you have malware, you have a bunch of broken links, you have bad code, things like that. Like, these are things that Google has identified. Like, no matter what you're going to do SEO wise, if you have committed one of these Google suicide or multiple Google suicide issues, you're not going to get past this. So you have to know that you're solid first. So we'll run a report for you, and it's very specific. So that's the very first thing you should do. Make sure that you're solid on your digital health. Then once you do that, the best thing that you guys can do is to it's not SEO directly, but it relates to SEO. Get your Google reviews up. Pay a lot of attention to your Google reviews. Take that very seriously. Get more Google reviews and reply to the Google reviews that you get quickly. Google cares about that. So be quick in your responses. And then content on your website. If you don't typically post project photos, update some information on the site, just keep a nice steady flow of new content. It's so easy. You guys are installing Fence. Take photos, get it up on your site. You know, it's easy. FAQs, it's like stealing money. People ask you questions. I bet you could sit here in 5 minutes and think about the 20 questions that people tend to ask you the most. Just write up some quick answers to the most common questions and then drip it in. Add a couple FAQs, you know, this week, a couple more next week, a couple more the next week. It is very easy stuff, but it's the consistent flow of new content that Google wants to see.
Yeah. What's funny is FAQs is the reason why we're here right now. So that's why I originally started this, was to let my customers know what we're doing and answer these questions that we're getting at every single job site and every single call. So, and then I was like, well, if I push it out on social media and tell them, hey, have you checked this out on social media or anything? And then that would help. And then obviously it grew into that. And then shout out to the one reel that I did where I played the cricket sound and then it blew up from there. So, which it's great. It's, you know, we love it and stuff, and it's been a fun time doing all this stuff. But, which, by the way, if you guys watching, if you guys have any questions about SEO stuff or website stuff, Sam is here. And by contract, he has to be here for another 20 minutes or so at least, right? but yeah, so I wanted to ask you, and maybe it'll put you in an awkward spot, but do you want to talk about your social media stuff that's going to be kind of a big deal here?
Whew. We got a lot going on at .com. Are we going to talk about the social media stuff specifically, or just in general, all the happenings around here? What are you interested in?
Here, I'm just giving you the mic. No, I mean, I think it's great you hired a social media manager, basically. Because then I'm excited to see what else you guys are going to do, and then I might like try to do some of those things too. But so I'd love to hear about that stuff and what else you guys got going on over there.
All right. Well, give me a minute to lay a little bit of backdrop, and then we'll jump right into the social media person. So this has been an amazing year for .com. We love the Fence industry, man. I'm so excited to be a part of this industry. It's been great, personally for friendships. It's been great, professionally for our company, and I just can't say enough. But during the course of 2024, we've hired a new creative director, a director of operations, a marketing manager, a social media manager. And for an agency, all of these positions are big, important positions. I mean, these are executive type people that come to us with a tremendous level of experience and background. We don't hire entry level people and certainly not in those positions. These are well-traveled professionals. So We have drastically improved our leadership team. And then, of course, we've hired a whole bunch of great quality coders and graphics people and content writers, and just to add to the team. So there's a lot going on at .com. Paid ads has been a huge focus of ours this year. We've blown out a whole awesome team over there. So there's a lot going on. But you asked specifically about the social media manager. So let me jump in there. We brought a young lady in who is very experienced, and she is developing a social media program that we are going to be able to offer to our clients. You know, we kind of avoided that in the past. We've always provided a good amount of support. We got incredible graphics people here. We've got our SEO people, keyword research, hashtag research. So a lot of our clients have leaned on us to support their social media efforts. But we've never wanted to take the lead and post on behalf of a client, because, you know, we don't live in your neck of the woods. We may not talk the way you talk. We don't have the relationships that you have. And so we've always played a backseat support role. I can't say for sure that exactly what changes we're going to make, because we're still developing this program. I don't expect us to roll this out to the public until probably the end of this year, because we don't roll anything out that's half-baked. We've got this thing nailed before anybody sees it. But just, you know, pay attention. There's going to be some great additions here to .com. And in the meantime, she is heading up the .com social media efforts specifically to just get us out there more. So if you see a sudden increase in improvement in our quality of the content that we're kicking out, that's why.
Yeah. So are you guys going to start being in the TikTok world and stuff like that, or are you already in there?
We have not gone into the TikTok world. We're on a hot seat right now. No, we have, our focus right now is educational content as opposed to entertainment content.
Yes.
So we are spending time in a studio shooting videos, a lot of expert kind of stuff that, you know, we provide to our clients. We sent a piece out just recently called The Buzz. Maybe we get into talk about that a little bit. But we have a whole coaching program that's on video, and we really have upped our game in terms of the quantity and quality of that content. And we're working on that right now. So most of that's going to be released on YouTube, and maybe some YouTube shorts and some Facebook snippets, things like that. So we're starting there, but we are absolutely, I can't wait to get to the more entertainment value stuff for TikTok, but that's kind of a phase two thing. That'll be 2025 probably.
That's what I'm waiting for. I'm waiting to get on TikTok, and then I see you all of a sudden doing some TikToks and doing those dances or whatever.
Yeah, man. I mean, we're gonna bobblehead this thing. Yeah. I have just right before you and I jumped on here, my creative director sent over our first fully animated Sam character as a little test of like concept test of like, hey, here's how we can do this. And so it's just, you know, what is it? 30 minutes old. I'm seeing it for the first time, and it's pretty cool.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's good.
That's awesome. Man, it sounds like you guys got a ton going on, and obviously we're going to get into The Buzz a little bit, but first let's give one more shout out to our sponsors, just in case if, you know, audiences have changed a little bit. But I don't know if we should just keep it like this. Look, guys, if you're not using Contractor Accelerator or calling Ozark Fence and Store and Supply or using a Quick Bull, you need to quit messing around. Give them a call. Use Fence Guy Friday. With Ozark Fence, you get 30% off. Contractor Accelerator, you get 10, and then you'll save all your guys using a Quick Pull. So you don't really need a discount, but just get them a tool so that way they don't get old and walk around like, you know, where it takes 20 minutes to get out of a chair and stuff. So, but obviously whenever I shared that you were coming on, everywhere I put Buzz. So you want to talk about The Buzz a little bit?
Sure. Man, I So, you know, man, you're a business owner. You run a great business up there. I'm just wondering if you have the same situation that I have. Like, do you have a whole bunch of ideas that you're really excited about, but you just can't get to it because there's other priorities and you know you're going to get to it one day? Do you have that kind of situation?
Yeah, quite often.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Well, I did too. The Buzz has been something that I've been wanting to do for a long time. But now with our just awesome manpower that we've brought in this year, man, we are ripping through my wish list in some really exciting ways. So the Buzz is one of those things. And what the Buzz is it's going to be a regular series. Right now we have it scheduled where we think we're going to do it once a month. Well, we're definitely going to do it at least once a month. And so what we're doing is, you know, we've got 40 people over here and all we do is fence, right? This is it. Like one industry, we are all focused all the time. So our marketing guys are just constantly looking at fence related marketing stuff. And our SEO guys are constantly looking at SEO fence stuff, and our paid ad guys in particular. That's where I'm really excited about all the stuff there. So just everybody is just fence, 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 but it's in their own little niche. And I'm like, all right, well, we need to bring these incredible lessons that we have learned, or we are learning, or these experiences. We get to experiment. Again, we have over 100 clients, right? So we get to experiment fast. We're like, all right, we think this thing is a little bit better way. It's a little bit better improvement. So let's put this on 1/3 of our client sites right now, and let's do a little A/B test instantly, you know? So we do all this great stuff and we learn all the stuff, but we want to disseminate this incredible information to our clients, folks that, and friends, you know, it's our friends and clients. And so we created this Buzz to give you guys the latest stuff that we are seeing, because we're fully focused on it. It's also a time to just talk about what's going on in the industry. If there's some upcoming events, hey, here's, you know, let's pay attention. We've got the fence show coming up in Las Vegas. You know, we got Sean King's got his Overdrive event that's going to be right prior to that. There's just all these great events, and I want to make sure that all our people are paying attention. And then there's a sneak peek at the end that we're going to do to show people always maybe the last 20, 30 seconds, like some of the super cool stuff that .com's working on, because that's all going to go to our clients as well, right? So these animations, these 3D things we're working on, video, virtual reality stuff. We got a lot of awesome stuff that we're working on. And I want to show you guys what's coming your way is to be a part of the .com universe.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Which I watched the video a little bit. Actually, I watched all of it, but it was very informative and it was exciting. It was like, man, obviously I love when people get excited about kind of like what's going on in the industry and stuff, and like, you know, new things for us to try out and everything. So I was super pumped for it. And I'm excited, which obviously everybody can probably tell, but my camera died apparently. So now I'm green screening it up.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I see the green screen, but yeah. I still see you though. You're the star of the show. It doesn't matter what's going on around you, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, I wish. I'm not Super Sam yet. I say yet because I'm going to try to get there one day.
All right.
So, yeah, I think – did we go through – I think we went through the questions. How do you predict AI? And, you know, will it change some SEO stuff over the next few years, you think?
I love this question. I actually get asked this type of question a lot, especially from our clients, because everybody's concerned, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, AI is awesome. Machine learning is powerful. We're at such an incredible time in human history, like we've never seen before. And .com as a digital agency, I feel like we're on the forefront of this. But being on the forefront, we've been paying attention to this for years. I mean, we've been watching the growth of AI. We have been thinking about these things for a very long time. So these are new concerns for a lot of the audience listening to this podcast. But .com's been concerned about this for a very long time. So I feel like we are way out in front on this. But that being said, I also don't have a crystal ball. I'm going to bring my best educated guest to all this stuff. And so here's what I think. AI is going to completely flip upside down everything that we all know about SEO, Google rankings, things like that. Like anybody who is, even currently, if you're still doing the same things right now that you were doing 2 years ago, that you're already way behind already. Now, how much is that going to change in the next year or two? A ton, a whole lot. So, what does that mean? Well, it means we got to keep up or you're going to fall behind. Yeah. What do I think the actual impact's going to be? I think that the machine learning and the AI is going to personalize searches a lot more. It's going to understand your, as a user, as an individual, it's going to understand your preferences, your behaviors. So it's going to customize your search results based on what it thinks it knows about you. So even if Craig and I were sitting side by side in beautiful Naples, Florida, on two different computers, and I did a search for a keyword, like, you know, pool fences in Naples, Florida, or something like that, and he did the same exact search right next to me, I believe Google's going to give us two completely different sets of results, and I think that's going to happen pretty soon. And so that's a scary thought about how to deal with all that.
Do you think that's just based off of like my search history and yours?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that Google's going to understand your budget. I think Google's going to understand. Now, I don't know that I gave you the best example because I specifically said pool fence. Yeah. Perhaps I would have been better off just to say fence.
Right.
And then Google knows that I recently got a pool. Google knows you recently bought a dog because of the photos that you posted on Facebook, right? And so now Google's going to give you fences with puppy pickets and companies that talk more about that sort of thing. Google's going to show me results around here that focus more on pool fences. That is absolutely going to happen. So that really has huge impacts on the way that you create your websites, the content that you have within your websites. The days of just making a generic fence website and say, hey, we do fences, we do aluminum fences, and we do vinyl fences, and we do wood fences, and just do that. And hey, here's a couple of pictures, and here's a few sentences, and call us for more information. You're dead because that there's no customization of content. Therefore, there cannot be any customization of search results. You're dead.
Hmm. So I did hear too, and maybe you can, I don't think it was from you, but someone was saying that a lot of the social media videos and stuff that you share out are obviously, they think that that's taking over too, like the video side of things, instead of just like, I don't know, like putting content out there, like on the website and stuff. So they were saying you should share more videos to your websites because Google reads those as well, if not more or something.
You're right on there, man. So video content is the preferred content because it's a little harder to produce it. It's much more authentic. When you shoot videos, Google can see with the geolocation, if you shot the video properly, that this video was actually shot in my case, Naples, Florida. And so that makes it a little bit more authentic. Google can certainly discern and decipher what a fence is. And so there's a lot of authenticity in the content of the video. But the other factor, which I actually think might even be a more important factor, is the way that users interact with the content. So the longer somebody spends viewing content, Google tracks that, then that Google assumes that, hey, this is better content. This is more interesting. If people click, that's a user action. So the way that people consume and interact with your content is going to be a major driver in Google rankings, because if people spend more time and they interact with it in more active ways, more clicks, more scrolls, things like that, then Google's just going to assume and believe that, hey, this must be a higher quality piece of content. So video is pretty good for that, because a lot of times you have to click the play, you click the pause, sometimes people click to speed it up. So there's multiple clicks associated with the video, and those are more user interactions.
Yeah, that's what I heard, and which made me happy because we do a lot of videos, and obviously we do the podcast thing, we go live, but we do other stuff too. So I thought that was very interesting because I was like, maybe we're a little ahead of the curve now. But so yeah, I guess it's kind of crazy that we've already been on this for 45 minutes or so. And we only, four questions, maybe three? I don't know.
I talk. Anybody who's seen me speak, man, you know, I can talk an hour and a half on the weather today, man. Just wind me up. I'm on.
The thing of it is that you're talking about real things that affect all of us. So it's not like, you know, we're talking about, you know, how bad the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you know, suck or something. And, you know, we're talking about like real stuff that people are like, man, I need to do this, or I need to contact Sam or Commander Bunny and figure some stuff out and get my website and my SEO stuff going. Or yeah. So, you got any other good stuff? I feel like you've been dropping so much good stuff. I'm like, gosh, we're going to have Sam on again.
I enjoy this. Any chance I get to talk to the fence community, our fence fam, as you said at the beginning of this episode, man, I'm happy to do that. I'm going to be in Las Vegas. I'll be speaking at the Mr. Fence Overdrive event. I'm teaching two sessions there. And then I'm also teaching three sessions at the fence show itself, one each day. And each topic is different. One day it's about a deep dive into social media. There's just different topics every single day. So Anybody heading out to Las Vegas, make sure you check those schedules. There's a lot of great speakers going to be out there. I mean, certainly don't have to listen to me five times, but, let's connect, man. Let learn, you know, I think there is one more thing I want to say, if it's okay.
Go ahead, man.
I'm hearing, so you had mentioned about the fact that there's a little slowdown in the economy. And we have an acronym that we invented here recently because so many people are saying, man, what can I do to get more leads? That's the question. What can I do right now to get more leads right now? So this is not about SEO, because SEO is a little bit longer vision, right? This is not about like, hey, make your website a lot better. You should, but that's not going to get leads right now. So we created an acronym that says PRAY. And first of all, as a Christian man, I think if you need something, it may not be a bad idea to pray for it anyway. Mm-hmm. But getting out of the religious realm and the Christian realm of things. So let's go down that. P, photos. We already actually kind of hit that. Like add new content to your website. Google wants to see that. Photos are the easiest way. Learn how to take better photos, better project photos. Take photos of your people. Take photos of your brand where you've got a logo on a cup and you sit it on a stump out in front of a tree or something like that, right? It's so easy. We've got all kinds of coaching videos of just about photos because it's so important. So take more photos. That can help move the needle. The R in PRAY is for reviews. Go get Google reviews. Take it seriously. Learn how to do that. We've got coaching videos about that. Man, jump on that. A might be the most important one in the short term, which is ads. If you want to get leads today or tomorrow or right away, you're probably going to have to throw some money at some Google ads, some Facebook ads, things like that. So take care of that. But the why is the one that's most important to me. Why stands for you. You are by far the most important asset in your business. You as the owner, there's nobody that knows more than you do, that has more passion for your business than you do, that can run this thing, has vision, right? You are the most important asset in the business. You have to take care of yourself and you have to invest in yourself. If you're not, you know, if you're not taking care of yourself physically, please do that. If you're not investing in your knowledge and your learning and your growth, read more, go to these defense show, go to Mr. Fence Academy retreat, go to these different Tony Thornton's trainings, purple coaching, all these different things that are out there. There's so many opportunities for you to learn and grow. You've got to invest in you. If you're going to be the best leader that your company needs you to be, man, you've got to be the best you that you can be. So if you need to improve your business, pray. It's the best thing you can do.
That's awesome. I don't even know how to follow up with that. That was some good stuff, man. Which I've already seen that once, but the second time I felt like was better. I'm just going to be honest.
I'm practicing. I'm getting better at it.
It was pretty good, man. But again, that's all good stuff that people need. Obviously photos, reviews and stuff like, and then the you, like most of the time we don't do the you part because we're so busy doing everything else. And, you know, yeah, we don't. And most, you know, obviously our industry is mostly guys mm-hmm. and guys are known for like not caring about themselves as much. Now there are a couple, you know, Gus Hernandez is out there and stuff that, you know, take care of themselves and stuff, but
David Gatto, man, he's in good shape, right?
Yeah. So there are some guys out there, but for the most part, I mean, it's like telling a guy to go to the doctor. I'll be all right.
Yeah.
No, it'll be fine. So, but yeah, man, this was great stuff. And I appreciate you coming on. Big fan of yours since I think I met you, I think last year, I think. But then obviously I seen you doing Sean's event in Gatlinburg, I think it was. Because I did the online version the first year that he did the online stuff. So and then I seen you there and I was like, dude, you just bring energy and stuff and it's good stuff, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
But yeah, looks like no one really has any questions or anything. We've had quite a few people in and out this whole time. So appreciate everybody checking it out. I guess since you don't have anything else and then our camera's dying and we're looking like idiots behind in front of a green screen. So, it is the first night of Friday Night Lights here in Indy and my son, is a football player. So here in about an hour and a half or so, I'll get to see him kick off, but, I will be in Vegas. Hopefully we can link up. Are you teaching on Thursday?
Yeah, I have one class every day.
Oh, one every day. So yeah. Do you know what time you are on Thursday?
Oh man.
No.
I'll send it to you privately. You know what? I'll post my schedule on Facebook. So everybody sees
it. Cause I'm 2 PM Thursday. I'm only doing one. So okay. Easy for me to remember, but, we're going to talk about Fence Guy Friday and, you know, Q&As with how we started it and everything and, stuff like that. So other than that, man, can't wait to see you in Vegas and hang out and get to listen to all your knowledge and stuff again. So, yeah.
Excellent. All right. Well, it was a good time, man. I want to just remind everybody here, don't suck. Be awesome.
Good stuff. We'll end on that.
Excellent.